Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Sam. Yes, good morning. Nice to see all of you. Thank you for being here. Hallelujah. Yes, Teddy had her graduation party yesterday. She graduated on Wednesday. Give a big hand clap. Yes, she invited only close family and close friends. Glory be to God. Only what? Close family and close what? Friends. So in this church, it was only I and Juliana. We are among the close family and close friends. Glory be to God. So I was there up to the end, actually. And Juliana was wondering, I was like, hey, Pastor, you like Teddy. You have even come for this, you know, and, you know, up to this time, okay? But, of course, it cost me a lot, okay? It cost me an Arsenal match, all right? It cost me an Arsenal game. I had planned to leave just before the match starts so that I can look for a stadium around Nadia, all right? But somehow I was like, anyway, let me stay here. Yeah, then I went after the event. I walked home from Nadia. Through Sunset Apartment, you know, up to, yeah, glory be to God. And I was like, but do you know that what you're doing is dangerous? Because I was walking in total darkness, as in darkness, through Metroplex, you know that, okay? In darkness. So I was like, now, what if guys come, you know, they mug you? And I had to use my phone. The cartouche, as you know, lie. And I was like, now, exactly, that's how they'll mug you because people want funds. But I was like, anyway, let me walk, you know. Yeah, but it was an awesome event. Yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Teddy, congratulations. Okay, now we have another degree in LAT. Hallelujah. Yes. And I gave a powerful speech. Didn't I, Teddy? Hallelujah. Before I became a preacher, I used to give wonderful speeches, like at weddings. I'm telling the truth. I would talk like a diplomat, organize stuff, you know. Okay, but when I began this preaching thing, now I cannot what? Like those things of weddings, whatever. Hallelujah. Yeah. So it looks like probably those two things are not what? Compatible. Being a preacher and then giving those political whatever. You know? Yes. So I failed. Okay. But thank God I spoke for a short time and I ran away. Glory be to God. Now, our word for 2020 is Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Glory be to God. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. It says, blessed. By the way, is that word blessed or blessed? Huh? Blessed. 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 Smart guy, you know. You've heard what he has said, that in the Bible it is blessed. That cannot be true. All right, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. All right? So, in several ways, I guess two ways, God confirmed to us that for sure, this is what he's telling us this year as LAT. Okay? That as we delight in his words, as we delight in his commandments, as we delight in his ways and not in the ways of sinners, okay, we shall be like a tree or trees planted by the rivers of water, and whatever we shall do shall prosper. Okay, whatever we shall do shall be successful. Glory be to God. All right, that is the word that God gave us this year. And we're taking time to talk about it. Amen? Now, we are supposed to walk according to God's ways. We're supposed to obey him. However, like you all know, it is really impossible to live according to God's will or according to his word, you know, using our natural abilities. Okay? It's impossible. All right? So we need help. Eh? All right? We need help. And God has not left us helpless, but he has given us the Holy Spirit to help us in this regard. Glory be to God. Amen. So today, it's supposed to let you know that. Because sometimes you can be like, man, this is tight. Okay, but the Bible says we have the Holy Spirit, okay, who is supposed to help us. Glory be to God. And we are simply going to talk about that, that which you know. Okay, the Holy Spirit as our helper, okay, helping us to delight in God's commandments. Glory be to God. And as long as we acknowledge him, okay, as long as we give him the due attention and respect and we call upon him to help us, he will help us. Glory be to God. Amen. Ezekiel, whatever, chapter 36, from verse 24. This prophecy was given to Ezekiel when the Jews were in exile in Babylon. Okay, this is around 600 years before Jesus was born. Okay, so while they are there, God tells Ezekiel to tell them that I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Okay, so I'll bring you back to Israel. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Now, a question. Has this prophecy been fulfilled? He says, I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Has it been fulfilled? To some extent, yes. Okay? Not fully. All right? You all know that, well, maybe you all don't know, but I'll tell you that most of the Jews don't actually stay in Israel. They're out of Israel. Okay? I think most are in America. Eh? Yeah, they're in the States. Then he says, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. Okay? Verse 25 it has been fulfilled to an extent, but to a large extent, it hasn't been fulfilled. All right? If you want to know that it hasn't been fulfilled, you ask Mark and Rachel. Okay? Who stayed or you went to Tel Aviv, okay? Tel Aviv in Israel is one of the most sinful cities in the world. Okay, and they are Jews. Okay? All right? Rachel said that she has never seen such short skirts like in Tel Aviv. Or you say that you hadn't seen them in a long time, like that. Nakedness, yeah. Maybe because she was, nakedness. Tel Aviv, Jews. Okay? God's people. All right? By the way, I did my master's in the States in 2005. That's when I went to school. Now, before I went to the States, I used to think that Uganda was very evil. All right? I used to think that we were so evil. I used to think that our girls, okay, our Ugandan what? Girls who are not here. All right? We are the most evil. All right? Dressing, you know, those things. Until I landed in America. Man, that's when I realized Uganda, we were so holy. I'm telling you the truth. Okay? In comparison, you know, 2 weeks after I'd been in the States, all right, I wanted to come back. However, I had to get what took me to the States, okay, a degree, all right. I'm telling you, okay, now this is more than 10 years ago, all right. So, I've gone back a couple of times, like twice or four times, okay. But I haven't really, you know, walked around the place to see it. But now this is, you know, more than 10 years ago, so it must be really bad. And that was before, by the way, Obama. All right? Okay, your guy, Obama. So Obama came and took the what? Took the thing higher. Okay? But man, I used to think we're evil until I went to the States, man. Okay? I was like Lot when he was in Sodom, you know, and Gomorrah, where they say that, you know, he was vexed, seeing what was happening around him, okay, and that's why I pity people who go to the States when God hasn't sent them there, especially Abalokole. I pity them. They don't know what they're getting into. They don't know what they're getting into. That place, you had better go there to stay if God has what? Sent you there. But I know you don't believe me, for you're like, great, wapi, you know, get in America. God there, you understand? However, you know, have the sense to know that it's better to go if it is the will of God. That place is terrible. Okay? All right? You know, don't send your kids to the States when they're very young. It is bad. Okay? I know of kids who went, you know, immediately after, like, senior four. All right? They went, those things of scholarships. Okay? And they turned out lesbians. That place is, it gets you. You know, you're here, you think you're in fire, what? For the Lord. Man, they'll throw you in the States. The peer pressure, the pressure to conform, it, man, you had better been called to be there. Glory be to God. Okay? I would have told you an experience, but there's, you know, there's a young, so before I went, it was during that time when homosexuals wanted to show some movie in Uganda. You remember that movie? You are born already. You are old. That movie and Matembe was involved. Okay, and the Ugandan government jammed it. You remember? Who remembers? So it was jammed. Now, I go to school, you know, in the States. Man, it was a Saturday, I think. Going Friday. So I was going for a fellowship with some Christian students. So we are going, you know, we're entering a hall, and it was so at the entrance, okay, they were also talking about another event, like advertising the same event, which was going to take place in the same building where our fellowship was also going to happen, to take place from. You see? And it was this movie here that, you know, Ugandans were like, no, there, you know, they were, you know, and young girls were wearing t-shirts, okay, with the phrase, I love, then they threw there, that one. And there, you know, and that's how it was, I loved you, the six-letter word. And there were, you know, and now people are coming in to watch the movie and thereafter discuss, you know, man, on campus, Berkeley. In fact, there's some lady, a Muzungu, who warned me before I went. She told me, you remember, what was her name? Tamara? Okay. She warned me. She's like, Moses, you're going to Berkeley, but you're going to see things you have never seen in your life. Because she had been in UG for years, so she somehow knew that these Ugandans are okay. Okay. So she knew that her fellow whites back in America, man, it was bad. Okay. On campus, the t-shirts, you know, then you look at, man, it was tough. Glory be to God. Amen. I remember I had friends, these now were born again friends. Born again American. So, one day, they organized, that we go and watch a movie in one of their houses. All right. Now, I've never been a movie person. Movies, not all of them are of the devil. All right. But most of them are of the devil. All right. Most of them are. It is my conclusion, you know, especially, you know, like, last week I was seeing some things. My kids were watching some movies and I realized, no, movies, most of them are of the devil. Whether you want to say what is it is a family thing. It's talking about a story of a family life. What, no. When you see the scenes in there, they are just evil. All right? So, I decided to go with them for this one movie at one of their houses. Okay? So, the movie starts. Meanwhile, it is night time. I'm supposed to be in bed, but I just wanted to, you know, to hang out and see what these Americans did. So, the movie starts, and man, there were scenes which I couldn't handle. Now I'm looking, and now these guys are enjoying. Now, all of them are locally, by the way. All right? But they are... Wow, you know, now, what they're saying wow to is so evil, I can't even say it. Okay? So I decided to excuse myself from that room, from the movie room. Okay? And I went, you know, to like the kitchen, and I began to look for magazines, newspapers, Okay? I walked away. Okay, then one of them, came and asked me that, what's up? Then I told him the truth. I told him that I'm born again. I can't watch that stuff. Okay? Now, do you know what guys say? They say, wow, self-righteousness, you're legalistic. Okay? They turned it against me. You know, self-righteousness, legalism, what? Now you think for us we are evil, you're just legalistic, self-righteousness. I didn't tell them not to stop watching their stuff, though I'm sure God would have wanted to tell me to tell, would have wanted me to tell them to stop. Okay? But I left them to watch their stuff. I sat aside and they came and what? legalism, self-righteousness. Man, eh? But I don't think anywhere it is what? It is bad. Where did we, what? How did we get it? We are talking about Tel Aviv. Eh? Okay, so some Jews have returned, okay, to Israel, okay, but they are obviously not cleansed, they're not cleaned by the water, you know. They haven't been sprinkled with clean water. They are not clean. They haven't been cleansed from their filthiness. Eh? So that scripture hasn't yet been fulfilled. Okay? Okay, now there are some who are back in there. Okay? They love the Lord and they are doing their best to live by the ways of the Lord. But the majority are not. Glory be to God. The majority are what? Are not. Hallelujah. Amen. Be careful, eh? You guys know who want to get what? Your kids scholarships to go and study in what? In Canada, in the US, eh? Okay? A kid had better go to the States when they are what? Mature enough, eh? Especially in the things of the Lord. They throw you there, eh? My friend, eh? you're not coming back alone. You're coming back with devils. They are kids, okay? Young men, okay? Who have come back, who went, to the Western world, and they came back, okay, to Uganda with male wives. You have heard of those, what? Whose stories? They, you know, a guy left here very sober. Okay? Then he comes back and he has a guy and he goes to the father and introduces, this is my what? This is my wife. You've heard all those stories, eh? Okay. Man, it is bad, eh? It is what? It is very bad. Eh? You had better know the will of God, eh? Glory be to God. Okay. And what they usually do is, these guys who give those scholarships to young kids, eh? Okay, they scout out for like sharp kids, eh? Okay, sharp kids. Eh? Then they what? Then you mukola party, you celebrating, you come and testify in church. Mwana wange afunye scholarship. Hadi mu P7 tagenda ukusomera wano senior one. Agenda what? Eh? But you don't know what they are going to do to him. Okay, so they can send him back to influence, you know. Eh? When were the university, there was an association, okay, a student's association called ISEC. Eh? Do you remember ISEC? It's still there. ISEC. Eh? What is it in full? Okay, ISEC. Now, ISEC, we started, I think, in our years. Okay? And this association was only for students, these guys are sharp, eh? Students who have ever studied abroad, all right, or lived abroad, but they're now at the university, all right? So it was kind of like a posh students, what? Association. So it made the rest of people like the it's okay, the feel man fake. So you know, eh? I mean, it was for kids. Eh? Maybe the parents were diplomats somewhere in Ethiopia, in wherever. Eh? Okay, U.S. Eh? Okay, so now this association was what for them alone. Okay, you know, an exclusive club. Okay, now, years later, okay, I'm out of uni, then I meet someone and we begin to talk about what's happening at the university now, you know, and we happen to talk about ISEC, okay? Then the guy told me, man, do you know what ISEC is all about? You know, It is all about what? Turning guys into homosexuals and lesbians. Okay? But again, they make them feel special. Do you understand? Yeah. You even don't know Uganda. Because you are in Canada, you know, you are in wherever, eh? So you're not like the other villagers from Budo. You know, eh? Okay? So, but now it was the real agenda was to work on those guys' minds, eh? Okay? And then they also feel they are special, they are above the rest, so their habits, their lifestyles are what? These villagers in Uganda don't click them, eh? All right, because they are still uncivilized, you know. Isaac. So those exclusive clubs that make you feel that you're too special, eh? You're above the rest, you had better be careful, eh? With them. You had better be careful not to get your kids in those things. Glory be to God. Eh? Your kids, eh? They hang out with the kids of the ambassadors, eh? Okay, but in their football league, Boka Boka, eh? Okay? Man, my friend, if you go in there and you investigate what they're doing to your kids, but now for you, you're feeling good. You're like, you see, my kid, you know, the friends are all this, so in future, the connections, you know, eh? You don't know what they're doing to your kids by making you and the child feel special. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So, I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Verse 27. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Okay? Remember, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, eh? Helping us to live according to the will of God. All right? Now, the Lord prophesied, okay, many years ago of a day when he will give his spirit to men, okay, to the Jews, of course, in this, whatever, but, you know, to people, and the spirit will cause them to walk in his commandments. Glory be to God. Now, for us, that has been fulfilled. Glory be to God. When Jesus came and he died and he went, okay, he left the Holy Spirit with us. Glory be to God. Okay? One of the purposes for that is to enable us to live according to the commandments of God. Glory be to God. So we are not alone. So when we talk about what God expects of us this year, okay, to delight in his law, okay, we are not alone. We can't, you know, there is a spirit to help us do that. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. You know these things, eh? Hallelujah. You know these what? These things. But I think God just wanted to tell someone to take their child out of those funny, you know, posh, you know, push what? Circles. Eh? Glory be to God. Alright? Abana mubaje, yo. Let the kids what? Play with their cousins who don't know English. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hmm? Don't what? Hey, Bambi, don't betray your children. Eh? They are innocent. For them, they don't know Bambi. Eh? They don't know. Hmm? They don't what? They don't know. Hallelujah. And if you've been chasing a scholarship for your P6 kid, you had better what? Think twice about it. Glory be to God. Your child will send you an email. You know, that they are now at home. I know they train them to be bored about it so they can help you to think right. Okay? A daughter of a prominent minister who passed away some years ago. And the daughter went to the U.S. or to Canada, around senior 4, senior 6, all right? And recently, and now, there's a picture which appeared on some group, WhatsApp group, when this girl, of course she's a woman now, had grown beards, okay? She no longer had breasts. She was now a man. Yes, and engaged, okay, to a woman. But now she's a what? She's a man. Beard, no breast, you know, because they take hormones and stuff, you know. See? Prosperity. A minister's daughter. Prosperity. So you have all the money. In fact, most of those guys even don't pay anything because they have the connections to get, you know, the free education, the scholarship. So, shoo. And now, lo and behold, sent your daughter, then she became a man. You are praying for her to marry, and she has married. Your prayer has been answered. So those things are sad, But it's all because of this. It's just stupidity, greed, that makes you think if your child, you know, is not hanging out with the kids in Naguru, then somehow you're broke. Your kid won't get a job because he won't get the connections. If he or she is not hanging out with the wannabes. Do you know that word? Wannabes. Do you know it? Is it still being used? Wannabes, you know. Hallelujah. By the way, I'm preaching very serious things. Hallelujah. Okay? It is Teddy's grudge which made me not pray as I prepare for this sermon. So, the Holy Spirit is there to help us. All right? To help us do what? To help us do what? To help us, to cause us to walk in God's statutes and to keep his judgments and to do them. Verse 28, then you shall dwell in the land of Israel that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people and I'll be your God. I will deliver you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and multiply it and bring no famine upon you. Why? Because now they are living according to God's what? Statutes. How? By the Spirit. And so because of that, the Lord has no choice but to bless them. You see it? Just like what Psalm 1, verse 1 and 3 said. Okay? Verse 30. And I'll multiply the fruit of your trees and increase, and the increase of your fields, so that you need never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You think prosperity means having what? DSTV in your house, so that your kids can know what the Bazungu kids are doing. You see, your money is messing up your kids. You know, it is sad how a blessing, okay, becomes a curse for your kids. Okay, the movies you buy, watch, you try to excuse how they are okay. but they are just rubbish. Eh? Hallelujah. There is no kid who has ever died for not watching movies. Have you ever heard of a kid like that? Eh? The one? There is no kid who has ever died for not watching a movie. Glory be to God. On the contrary, it's my opinion, and I think I'm right. I can start to look for the scripture. The kids who don't watch movies. Now, I'm not saying that your kids shouldn't watch movies. I'm not saying that. Please get me orange. Do you understand? Eh? Yeah. It's my opinion that kids, and it makes sense. Eh? If kids don't watch movies, okay, they will definitely not pick up nonsense. Eh? Do you understand? Hmm? You know, eh? For example, all these things, eh? You know, sometimes I wonder, eh? you have a daughter, eh? Isn't it? Yeah, now, I wonder how a five-year-old, eh? starts to dress in very, you know, now that kid baby was dressed up by a mother. Not just dressed up, but the mother went and bought these things. Hmm? Yeah, the mother went and bought these things. Yeah? These evil clothes. Glory be to God. All right? Okay? And Nayambaz Omwana dressed up the kid to go out in public. Hmm? Now, do you expect the Bambi, the little child, to grow up, you know, knowing anything else? What the mother is communicating, that this is okay, this, you know. Now you're a mother, really, don't you look and say, but what I'm doing is not right. Okay, you, Gubiambale, eh? Okay, if you want to go to hell, but Bambi, all right? Spare what? You're a young kid. Eh? You went and no good lie, you know? You know? But I was talking about those movies for kids where young girls are all what? Dressed like that. They are cute, you know, eh? Okay? Dressed in what? With short things. So what is a movie putting in the little girl's mind? Do you understand? Eh? That is how you understand. Eh? Now, if a kid is not watching movies, by the way, I'm not saying kids shouldn't watch movies or you shouldn't watch. That's not what I'm saying. Okay? My kids watch movies. Eh? All right? Courtesy of their what? Mother. For me, I'm not a movie. What? All right? I'm not. It's not in me. I can't sit there and I start paying up Wahakati. Okay? It has started. That one is called Mary. This is called James. This is an investigator. So you start to follow. I just cannot. It is not in what? It's not in me. Okay? Years ago, went to Australia. You know, then I went to catch a movie. They took me, forced me, catch a movie. And you know what this movie was about? All I remember, a frog was talking. Frogs were talking. Frogs were talking. Now, honestly, you take a guy to catch a movie of frogs talking. I even don't know what they were, what? Animation. Yeah, good, yeah. Okay? But I don't know how many guys would want to what? Go for a movie of frogs talking. You know? Now, thank God, I switched off the moment I knew it was frogs talking. So now, I don't know what evil was in that what? Movie. Banyamba quickly. Okay? Hallelujah. Then one time we were dating, and then, you know, again I was what? No, we went to catch what? A movie. I think it was Cineplex, okay? Yeah, Garden East, okay? So I think I do. No. Ah, that wasn't you. No. Let me tell the story. So, while I was at Berkeley, let me tell you the story. There's nothing to hide. Let me tell you. So, I made friends with Jews, okay? When I was at school. Okay, now, one of those Jews, some younger who actually took me to a synagogue. I've told this story here. Haven't I? Okay. And so, went with, and now she had some work to do in Uganda. Okay? Then, she wanted to catch a movie, so we went, you know, because I had to take her around Uganda and show her stuff. Now, while I was there, I guess minutes, you know, the second, what? Minute, for me, I was sleeping. Okay? Sleeping. Then she kept to dinner, what? Wake up, and then she will say, imagine how much money they wasted on such a stupid what, movie. Now, for me, I couldn't even tell whether the movie was good or bad or whether they wasted what, money, because I don't know the difference. I don't know. But for her, she was like, imagine the money they wasted. Okay? Meanwhile, then you go back, sleep. And so, when we left, as we walked out, I found a certain sister of mine. So, then she's like, where are you coming from, you two? She's like, movie. Then she asked me, what was the movie about? Then I told her, you ask her. Then she told her, you took a guy for a movie. Okay? But there are some guys who like what? Movies. But they shouldn't be movies or frogs, what? Frogs, why, you know, jazzing. Glory be to God. Amen? I prepared very serious things. Huh? And I'm still saying what? Serious things. Okay? Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 12, it says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, you will die. Okay? You will do what? Die. Physically die? Spiritually die, or both. But yet it's spiritually die. And the spirit, and those who are spiritually dead, no? They don't go to heaven. Okay? Hallelujah. This basically when you're practicing lawlessness, living according to the flesh. It says you will die. So a Christian can die spiritually. So there's no such thing as once saved, always saved. Are you listening to me? It's here in your Bibles. If you live, it says we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Okay? If by the Spirit you mortify, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Remember, by the Spirit. Paul knew Ezekiel chapter 36, okay, where God says, okay, I'll put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk according to my judgment and with statutes. Okay, now he's writing this, okay, after the Holy Spirit had been poured out, after people had gotten saved, and the Spirit of God was in them. Glory be to God. And he says, by the Spirit, okay, you can live according to God's will, not according to your flesh. Glory be to God. Okay, so you see, this is one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit was given. Hallelujah. To help us to live right. Okay, now, none of us is perfect, and none shall ever be perfect. Okay, but we shouldn't be in that club of those who are practicing righteousness. We shouldn't be in, practicing unrighteousness. We shouldn't be in Isaac. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Neither should you be found, what? Watching a movie where, what? Frogs are, what? I'm joking. Hallelujah. Okay? You see, if you live according to the Spirit, you will live. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Spiritually die and end up in hell. Hallelujah. But because God doesn't want any of us to die spiritually, that is why he gave us the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. So you can see, the Lord has made things easy for us. You understand? He has made things easy. So in a sense, none of us has an excuse. He has made things easy for us. Hallelujah. He's given us the precious Holy Spirit to help us. He's our helper. He causes us to walk according to the will of God. Glory be to God. Then he says, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Hallelujah. As many as are what? Led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, in context of verse 12 and 13, what do you think that verse means? All right? In context, you put 13, 14, 12, 13, and 14. Find a way of putting. 12 says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to live according to the flesh. Okay? For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Have you seen it? Then he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Okay, so in context, what does verse 14 mean? Sarah, huh? And what does it mean by being led by the Spirit? In context. Here. You know, I'm learning to read the Bible in context. You understand? It is better if you first get the primary meaning of a verse before you get what, you know, other things from it. The primary meaning here, okay, is being led by the Spirit means, okay, by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh. Do you understand? Primarily, according to this verse, that's what it means by being led by the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit, okay, to do what God wants you to do, to live right. So the Spirit leads you not to murder. The Spirit leads you not to steal. You understand? So the Spirit leads you according to the commandments of God. That's what it means. Before we get these things over, the Spirit led me to go to Nob View. You understand? That is there. Okay? But that's not what this verse is saying. But you can still use that verse for, you know, the Spirit led me. But primarily, it is not saying that. Being led by the Spirit according to this, okay, is being led by the Spirit to walk according to the ways of God. All right? And then he says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. So those who are not led by the Spirit are not sons of God. Okay? And being led by the Spirit means being led, okay, by the Spirit putting to death the deeds of the body. That means that those who are not mortifying the deeds of the flesh are not sons of God. Glory be to God. That is why he says, okay, if, okay, we live according to the flesh, we will die. Do you understand? We will die. We spiritually die. Okay? And when we die physically, having first died spiritually, will go to where our father is, the devil. Did you understand? Okay? Glory be to God. It means exactly this, by the way. Glory be to God. Bridget, say amen. All right? Being led by, first and foremost, being led by the Spirit means what? Okay, walking according to the Word of God, to the laws of God. Okay, Ezekiel 36, eh? Okay, I'll put my Spirit within you and he will cause you to walk according to my statutes. That is being led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Before you talk about how the Spirit led you to give so and so money. Do you understand? Eh? Okay? Are you getting it? By the way, I don't delight in preaching these things. Eh? These things of Christians, what might go to hell, what? Eh? Hallelujah. But you just find yourself, you're reading the Bible, eh? Then you see things, and then you somehow feel that's what you should talk about. You know, I don't delight in this. I don't. Eh? I don't enjoy it for your own information. Just like I don't enjoy what? Frogs, what? Talking. Okay, I don't delight in these things. Eh? Okay? Because you might persecute me like those Americans, what? Persecuted me when I refused to watch what? But evil, dirty stuff. In fact, I wondered, are these guys born again? What could they see? I even can't tell my wife what they were watching and what cheering, you know. Eh? Then I said, no. I walked away. Then I said, man, this Ugandan is legalistic, what, you know, eh? Self-righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sons of what? And by the way, Paul wasn't saying his own things. Okay? Jesus also had said something, you know, to the same effect. Should I show you? This is what I was telling, you know, if you want to understand Paul, first click Jesus. Then you won't twist Paul's words. Jesus said the same thing, okay? Concerning who the sons of God are. Should I show you? Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Jesus said, blessed, according to Charles, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Huh? So what is the implication? Those who are not peacemakers. Huh? Are not what? Do you understand? You're there. Eh? Your number one thing is to what? Tear up, you know. Eh? Anyway. You've seen it. Eh? Glory be to God. And the point today, the point you should get out, you know, from today is you have the Holy Spirit to help you. Glory be to God. You have the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God to help you. You can't say, you can't buy your 6-year-old daughter something, an evil piece of cloth, and say the Holy Ghost, you know, I was there. I was there, yeah, seated in my car. Then I was thinking, why I should buy a gift for my daughter. I was thinking, why should I get the money? Then somehow the Holy Ghost led me to go to what's the place? To, what's that place? Acacia Mall. Okay, the hospital. When I go there, I found some old job of mine. Okay, and she gave me money from the blue. All right? Then I was thinking, and we're just in front of a store that sells, you know, girls' stuff. They say, now, you know, then you come out with that. That was the Holy Ghost who led you to buy that. Because I didn't have the money. I'm telling you, I didn't have the money. Okay, yes, the Holy Ghost maybe led you and you met your OG, but the Holy Ghost didn't lead you to buy that evil stuff. Glory be to you. He didn't. Yeah? He what? He didn't. Okay? Churches need women like that woman who was in Joanne's church in Entebbe. It was called Entebbe, whatever. Entebbe what? Full Gospel Church. That was woman. Okay. Joanne told you about her. Okay. She went wearing her baggy, you know. Do you know that word? Baggy? You have to be careful because I'm talking to kids. Eh? Okay. So she dressed up in her stuff. Then this old woman, man, called her. Called her, say, oh, boy. Oh, pale, pale, you know, eh? What is she saying in a kukubawan, eh? Hey. You know, eh? We need women of that kind, eh? Okay? But somehow, the women of these days are also what? Not all of them, of course, eh? But yeah, say over pale pale, you know. I think, you know, Bambi, now to some degree, understand, yeah, ladies at times, Bambi, they don't know at times what they're doing, either to themselves or even to their daughters. They don't know. No, I'm telling the truth. They don't know. Okay? And I realized, you know, I've been thinking, you know, I think about these things. Why good girls do strange things? Eh? Wear strange things? Eh? I've been thinking about it. And I was like, Bambi, they don't know. You understand? And they're very, you know, very, very innocent. And they're not going to hell. Because Bambi, they do, you know. Eh? And I realized that I think women need some sensible brothers and husbands. Okay? So that they can tell them how men are seeing these things. Yeah, because Bambi, they don't know. I'm telling the truth. Usually, more than Tebamani. Eh, Tebamani. Eh. I'm telling the truth. Okay? It is my what? Thinking. You realize this is a very good, godly girl. How could she, you know? She's a godly mother. How could she have dressed, you know? But Tebamani Bambi. So they need what? You know? Okay, now like, you know, anyway, yeah, so they need one, a sensible brother, eh? Okay, your brother, you know, your husband, your niece, rather, nephew, eh? Okay, to tell you that, man, this is what? For you not seeing it because you're a woman, but actually, this is how men are seeing this thing. And what? It's not right. Glory be to God. Okay? Okay? Yeah. Of course, yeah, again, I said if you have a what? A sensible brother or a nephew or husband. Very innocent. Glory be to God. Very what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Say amen. Okay. Now, if those men are not with sensible, we need those old what? Women say what? Pale pale. You say that woman used to sit a certain corner and pray what? Eh? She was an intercessor of sorts. Eh? No, she had gotten a calling to put young girls what? In line. Those are women who are going to be great in heaven. Eh? Their kids didn't get scholarships. Eh? To study, you know, scholarships to become homosexuals, scholarships to become lesbians. You understand? Eh? The kids even dropped out in senior 3. They are border riders. But these women are generals in the kingdom. Eh? They are kings in heaven. Glory be to God. Because they try to make people live right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know you're not happy, what, with me, but you should blame with Teddy. You know, I was at her, what? How glad, then I left late, I walked in the dark. But I was like, I'm going to preach tomorrow, so let me walk when I'm praying, what, in tongues. So I walked in darkness, 9 p.m., you know, Metroplex, you know, sense, you know, but praying in the Holy Ghost. I had a white shirt on, so I was like, nah, yeah, I'm messing up my shirt, but I was like, anyway, you know. And I had to catch an Arsenal match, which I had missed. It's because I have to wake up in the night and get this game. I didn't want to know the scores, okay? So then I go home, I try to find. So I just went on channel 200 and saw the... but I wanted to just watch the whole 90 minutes, like, you know, like it is live, so that's why I was like, I have to pray in the Holy Ghost because I'm going to wake up in the night to watch a game. So, anyway. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Blessed are you when they do what? They persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you for my name's sake. Your reward is what? Great in heaven. All right? John chapter 14. Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word, and my Father will love him. So, does that mean that God doesn't love those who don't keep his word? Or is all this is another kind of love, or a higher love? I don't know, but go and think about that. He says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him. Why? Because he keeps my word. Does that mean before someone keeps God's word, God didn't love him? No. But this must be talking about another kind of love. You understand? Maybe an intimate where for other people, God loves them. Okay? But for others, God you know, you understand? It must be that. Don't you think so, Sarah? Well, God can say, man, that's my guy, you know, All right? He who does not love me does not keep my words. But God has made it easy for you to keep his word, for you to love him. Okay? He has given you the Holy Spirit. Okay? Verse 25, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said unto you. You remember Ezekiel, the Holy Spirit was sent to cause us to keep his commandments. And that entails reminding us. And Jesus said exactly that. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a helper. And we should make use of him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. John chapter 16. From verse 5. Jesus says, but now I go away to him who sent me. And none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. Who is the Helper? The Holy Spirit. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin. Okay? Now, you have heard me say here that people teach that this verse, the Holy Spirit convicting the world of sin, it is not talking about Christians. You've heard those things. Now, you see, I used to, you know, I read The Final Quest years ago, many times, okay? And I saw in heaven, you know, I read in heaven, Jesus told Rick Joyner that the Holy Spirit will convict you of sin, all right? And I'd seen this verse and I believed it. Then years later, okay, someone, you know, the grace, priest said this, you know, talking about Christians. The Holy Spirit does not convict Christians of sin. Okay? Then I got confused. But in heaven, Jonah was taught by the Lord. All right? You see, I realized people who don't give attention to supernatural experiences, okay? You know, they are doing themselves a big disservice. People who read, who don't read things of people who, like of guys who went to hell, went to heaven, who were ex-Satanists. Okay, you know, there's some things you might not understand until you read. There's some scriptures you might not understand, and you twist. Now, like, you know, why would people? For example, the reason why people are convinced that a Christian can't go to hell is because somehow they are twisting scripture, and the Bible actually doesn't say it. They're twisting it, and they haven't listened to guys who have been there, and they tell you that, my friend, okay. They haven't listened to Prosy Mulinde, John Mulinde's wife, who died and she was going to hell. You understand? So I realized it is good, read your Bible as you watch movies, of guys who have what? Gone there, or you understand? They hope you to understand things. Now, if these grace guys will listen to what? These people like Kenneth Hagin, for example. And some of them have listened to Kenneth Hagin. We're talking about a pastor's wife who was going to hell, who was actually going to hell. Okay, she had fallen beyond repentance. She was going. Then they start to come and, twist such things. Okay? So, what I'm saying is, one of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin. You understand? So that we can repent and, leave what, stop what we're doing and walk in His ways. You understand? Okay, so in this regard, the Holy Spirit is good. Or in every regard, the Holy Spirit is good. Okay, the way this thing was preached, the Holy Spirit, we cannot convict you of sin. Just imagine if you have a friend and they're always telling you the wrong that you're doing. You have had those teachings. If you have had them, say amen. The Holy Spirit, every time you do something wrong, He tells you, you have stolen. That's what the Holy Spirit is just, when you steal, His work is to come and tell you that you're still the beloved of the Lord. Isn't that what guys, right? That is His role. He doesn't convict of sin. It is just to reassure you. You're still loved. Okay. You have heard those things, but what? You're pretending. Okay. But can I tell you those teachings are taking Christians to hell? But those guys are sincere, band. Yeah? Those preachers are very sincere. They don't mean evil. The majority of them. But some mean evil. If they know I am going to hell next again, I'm not going alone. Therefore, let me find a way of making people sin. Because practicing lawlessness is getting them to where I am destined in hell. So some know. Some what? They know. Like Grace Vega, they know. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. He makes us to walk according to His ways. Okay? And as far as Elliot is concerned, The Lord says, if you delight in my laws, in my ways, then you shall be a tree. You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, okay, whose leaves shall not wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. In 2020, if you delight according to, if you delight in my laws. And now he's telling you, I have made things easy for you. I've given you the Holy Spirit to help you. Glory be to God. Okay? He has made things what? Easy. Okay? And of course, if you want to talk like a frog, there are movies that will teach you also. I think the Holy Spirit can lead you. Huh? If you want to learn to talk like what? Hallelujah. Now, as I end, if you want really to walk according to God's ways, if you want the Holy Spirit to really lead you, okay, you just have to get drunk. Drunk with Him. Okay? Have you ever gotten drunk? Be honest. I mean, you're already what? Married. So even if you say the truth, I mean, it's already sealed. What a miracle. Okay? Okay? You know, when you're drunk, you are not in control of yourself. Of course, it depends to what? The measure of drunkenness. I've ever gotten drunk, okay? Never get drunk, okay? Yeah, it's bad. It's very evil. Now, when, remember, I think it is the first and only time I got drunk. I even actually didn't know that I'd fallen drunk. Okay, because, you know, we went for a grad party. We're on campus, first year, I think. Then one of our friends, okay, had a cousin who was graduating. Now, in those days, graduation parties, the whole village would be brought to Kampala. Grads were a serious thing, my friend. Okay? So anyway, now also as university what? Students, guy now to Twala, Progi, Saturday, you understand? So I don't know about it. I think it was in Namasuba or Najana Nkumbi. We went. Okay? Grad, what? Party. Now, where were they? Now, I'd never, so where were they? They were drinks, soda. Those days, there was no mineral water, I think. Mineral water, the Tanaja. Okay? So, yes, what happened? So, yes, then guys began to get alcohol, beer, then there were wines, what? No, I didn't know those things. I'd never done those things. But I wasn't born again. I wasn't born again, but I'd never been into the what? The drinking, you know, thing. So, I don't know if it is peer pressure. I also began what? Doing things I didn't understand. I drank this and I drank that. Things I don't know. See. Now, this is what I was telling you. I didn't know that I felt drunk. But the next minute I know, you know, I'm being woken up by a friend of mine. Mose, let's go. Then I, you know, wake up. Looked around me. Old women, you know, sleeping. While we were no what. Now, how did I get there? I don't know. Okay, behind the house, you know. They call it a courtyard or what? What is it called in English? The backyard. You know, so these women from village, Nyabushozi, where, you know, there were so many, I think, so there was no housing in the what? Rather, room in the house. There was no room in the inn. So they had to abide, to sleep. So I was mad, in the midst of old women, you know, as in Bazei is really, I'm there also, man. How I got there, I don't know. I remember I was with my friends, you know, in the front yard. Okay.
Now you can see what alcohol does, eh? Okay? When you're drunk, you know what? You're possessed. Possessed. Okay? You're what? I remember the story, but I don't know if I should tell it to you. Because women might be angry with me. But let me tell it to you. Since we are family, close family. When I was in the U.S. at school, I attended a church, a great church in the Silicon Valley. It's called Jubilee Christian Center. So now, the pastor, okay, used to say that, man, there is this joke which my wife hates, okay, but I'm going to tell it, okay, and I'm going to tell it also. So what was the joke? He says, there is a guy, you know, they used to go out with friends, male friends to drink, okay? So the guy would drink, they would drink, then he would, you know, as they drink, he will get out his wallet and look at it. Then he puts it back. Drinks, you know. Then he gets out his wallet. Nice, new year. I desire. So your friend asked him, what are you doing? Then the guy said, until this picture starts looking good, that's when I'll stop. And I go back home. You know what the picture was? Basically, his wife. So that's why I'm drinking until it begins to look nice. That's when now women have lost you, but it's a joke. You understand? Hallelujah. So anyway, if you want to be led by the Spirit, okay, the easiest way is to get drunk with Him. Glory be to God. Amen. Because when you're drunk with Him, there's a way in which it's easy for Him to lead you. Actually, you just find yourself, you're continually doing right. Of course, you make errors, you know, you have this flesh to handle. But you know, it won't be your habit to sin. And even then, you find yourself always, most of the time, doing the right things. You are at the right place at the right time. What doing with the right people? No, you might be with the wrong people, evangelizing to them. All right? And then you see, what comes of your mouth, you know, it is just a joke, what, you know, but, you know, it could be, you know, you're just being led of Him because you're drunk with Him. Glory be to God. Amen? And that's why I want to read as I end. Okay? Ephesians chapter what? Chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Okay? What does it say? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 to 19. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has done what? Loved us and given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for the saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience, not the sons of God. You remember? And He says, let no one deceive you. Tebakulimba. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly. That means wisely, eh? Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Okay, and the Holy Spirit is there to help you with that. And verse 18, which I believe is connected, eh? Okay, to enable you to accomplish all the other things. It says, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Get drunk with the Spirit. Glory be to God. Who will help you to live according to the ways of the Lord? Okay? And in 2020, if you do that, the Lord promises you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. So, how do you get filled with the Spirit? It's here. Verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Okay? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Eh? Okay? Speaking to one another in psalms, in hymns, and in spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. There is no way you're going to be filled with the Spirit, okay, by singing stupid songs. You understand? Eh? You know, you have a car, but all the songs are on your what? Your radio, is always tuned into what? Evil song. By the way, every song has a spirit. I hope you know that. There is no way you can be listening to Mariah, wherever, all those guys, eh? Beyonce, you know, and that is your thing. And you don't commit adultery. You cannot. You can't convince me. The reason why young men in church, because of what? Of what they are being filled with. Instead of singing hymns and spiritual songs and psalms, they want to be, you know, like, okay, you know, I'm a mulokole, but I'm cool, eh? I'm not as messed up as that pastor of yours. I'm cool, eh? I'm cool with that music. Many church again, the mass of Monsi, and songs are good, you know? You know what I mean, you know? You understand? There is no way. You always, you know, every song has a spirit. Glory be to God. Every song, for me, that's why I will tell you the truth. I have no business with secular song. Nothing at all. Hmm? Okay? My wedding, eh? Okay? You remember it was me who was doing the wedding. So, what happened? A song that my wedding had to be what I want. This thing said, we're not going to be happy. We're going to be like in charge. You see, that's a problem, eh? People have, you know, they have this thing, church life, and what? And that is a problem. That's how people are going to hell. Church life, and what? Church clothes, and then, do you understand? Now, you can see we are, it's called what? Schizophrenia, no. Is it? Double-mindedness. Okay? You see, there are church songs, and so now you see we are not serious. We don't understand what we are up to, what we got into. Church songs and what? You know, party songs. So church songs, hymns, psalms, spiritual song. Micah songs. Immediately we what? Because church is a wedding day. And they say actually that's what it is. Jews are not like that. You know, that's why actually, what you people say that Indians are doing witchcraft, eh? To them it's not. That is their life. What they do in their offices, at their workplaces, what you call juju, for them it is their life. That's what they do at home. And that's what they do at work. So for them, there is not the things of home, you know, what we do at home and what we do in the office. You know, they are not double-minded like us. Jews were like that. They only had one life, the God life. Okay? Now, Christians have the Christian life in church. Okay? Wedding songs, okay? In church. And Yimbaza wedding in church. After that, there are reception songs. And guess what are they? Evil songs. Do you understand? We should stop being double-minded, guys. This is why the world looks at us and say, man, have a look where they were. They're just jokers. Because I was with them in club the other night. Because it was Friday. It wasn't Sunday. Do you understand? I'm telling you, we are messed up. There's no way you're going to be filled with those songs. Chameleon, Beyonce, Michael Jackson. And you don't do the spirit upon those songs. It's impossible. You have to do it. There's no way you'll be watching Beyonce all the time. All those stupid movies. Watching them with women doing, you know, showing their breasts. And you don't dress like that. It's impossible. Because those movies have a spirit upon them. Those songs have a spirit upon them. And that spirit, you know, it is meant, you know, to fill you. So that you're filled with that spirit. And because you're filled with that spirit, you cannot but do what that spirit dictates. The spirit which has intoxicated you. Do you understand? Now, God is saying, if you are going to walk according to my ways, be filled with the Holy Ghost. How do you do that? Okay? Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Don't worry if people who call you fake. As in, do they feed you? You understand? You know? And by the way, they're calling you fake. But in their heart, they are like, man, that chick, I think I nearly went to. But when they come, say, now way, you know, have a life, As in every time, Bible, you know. Okay? But as they're doing that, they're like, let me see if she will give, you know. And they're like, man, if I get, and they're like, Kale, she's like, my mother was good. She was like, but they won't tell you that until one day when something happens. Do you understand? Okay? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? But guy, man, turn off those songs. They're not doing you any good. Wives, help your husbands. Turn them off. Glory be to God. You know, you're the one, move Ugamo Moto Kababili, you're the co-driver, so go at your station. No Samu songs. Songs which what, you know? Makanika Wange, you know? You know? Now, you see? Your husband is what? Listening. The spirit is entering him. You know? What do you think your husband is going to do? You are the cause. Not really, but you participated. Then you say these men of today, what these men of today, but you women of today, you're not helping us. Movie. You understand? Glory be to God. Be filled with the what? With the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.